Welcome to Strength for the Journey. Thanks for joining us again. Strength for the Journey is a radio program designed to strengthen the believer for the days that lie ahead. We have a website at strength4thejourney.com. And this is radio program 105, if you're listening by radio. Tonight I have someone who's become a good friend here recently here in Panama. His name is Santiago, and we are excited to have you here today, Santiago.
Oh, thank you. I'm really excited as well. Andrew, thank you for having me here.
Well, this is really interesting how we came to know each other. You met David, initially David Williams.
Correct.
And David, after he met you, he said, David told me, you got to meet this guy. something very interesting God is doing in this man's life. And so we've probably met maybe about 6 months ago, something like that.
Yeah, I would say so. It's about August.
August, okay.
Yeah, that's right. Last year, 2015.
And, I invited you on the program today because some of the things the Lord has shown you that is to come and what you're doing in obedience to prepare for it. But I'd like for you to just kind of go a little bit and give a little history about yourself and how the Lord brought you to this point, because He's put a huge task on your hands, and nobody usually gets assigned a big task without already killing a lion and a bear. So I'm sure you have a few things under your belt that the Lord has done that's kind of led you to this point right now.
Yes, it's definitely God's grace. Thank you again, Andrew. And I just want to say hi and to everyone that is tuning in to this program, The Strength for the Journey. And I just want to salute you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And may God's grace be with you. And I really pray that the Lord would use these words to encourage you for this journey that we have. Well, about a little bit of the background. My name is Santiago. I'm a Venezuelan citizen. I lived in the States, in the state of Maryland, close inside the Beltway for some time when I was a teenager. I came to the Lord's feet. He called me when I was 14 years old. I'm about to be 49 now, so. And basically the Lord, when he rescued me from the occult, and he transferred me from the kingdom of darkness, and he planted me in the kingdom of light. And since I was 15, he called me to preach the gospel. And that I did. I went in the schools and open air in the plazas and the buses. Then in the at the college campuses.
And this is in the United States.
Well, no, that was back in Venezuela.
Venezuela, okay.
In the college years, and then I went to Argentina. The pastor, his name is Alan. He's now in Guatemala now, serving the Lord there. And that really marked my life. And this is part of the background, how the American missionaries they came to Venezuela, to Latin America, with the word of salvation, with the eternal hope, and that gave me life. When I was going to take my life, Andrew. So at this point, when I was in college, I went to Argentina with Pastor Allen, and to help him with the church. Then I came back to Venezuela. And there was a brother from South Africa, and he was starting a mission in Latin America to reach out to the patients in the hospitals, to preach the gospel to the doctors, the nurses, and he just wanted me to translate some materials from English to Spanish. And that was the beginning of a long journey in the mission field, because he said, well, you need to prepare. Come with your wife. I have a wife. Her name is Shirley, and I have 6 kids there. So by that time, I only had 1 kid. So he said, you need to come to South Africa and prepare there. So that was kind of the boot camp. That was 1994. It's 22 years now. And there, with this healthcare mission, we reached out to the Muslim people there in South Africa. South Africa is great to prepare missionaries because it's like a world in one country. So we went to the different tribes, the Xhosa tribe, that's where Mandela tribe is the name. Then we went to the Zulus, we went to the Afrikaner, which is the Dutch people that relocated to South Africa, to the Englishmen. So it was really a great experience. Then I was assigned a post in the field in Paraguay. We were 4 years in Paraguay, 1 year in Argentina, 1 year in Uruguay. I traveled extensively throughout basically all Latin America, also to the States. So that's a bit of a background. God, yes, I can tell you, you know, when Solomon told the young people that you need to seek the Lord while you are a young man, because the days will come when, you know, you will not find so much joy in what you're doing. And I can tell you through God's grace, and that's the key right there, I will come to that later, through God's grace, I can say that my early years, the really years of my youth, I was, you know, preaching the gospel and fully committed to his kingdom and the advancement of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
You know, what's really interesting is how I've met one of your children that was just before he went to Uruguay, and he shared, you know, his approaching missionary journey that he was going to endeavor, and he's only like 18 years old.
Yes,
and I sat there and I looked at this kid and I'm thinking, wow, this kid is so mature. I mean, he's ready to go to another country by himself.
And, yes, praise the Lord.
So it's I think the fruit doesn't fall too far from the tree here.
Yes, actually he was born in Uruguay and he was here with us in Panama City where we live. But this mission that the Lord has placed in our hands, and again, this is through God's grace, you know, this is a vision that has overtaken our family, Andrew. So this is a lifelong mission, and it's a family vision. And our, you know, my wife and my kids, they're all embraced this, our vision now to, you know, to help the American remnant that is coming down here. So then Jacob is in Uruguay preparing the way there. I have another son, Santiago, you know, he's 16. He's in Paraguay, just waiting for, you know, orders. So this is a movement that, you know, God willing, all our family is committed to accomplish.
Well, let's since we kind of jump quickly into the mission that you're on right now, let's kind of go back to a vision that the Lord has given you, because something I find very much in common with what the Lord has called you to do is what the Lord has done with me here. I didn't have a clue why I was coming. I just knew the Lord told my wife and my family and I to come here to Panama. And then he spoke to me and he said that your obedience will pave the way for many. And I didn't know what that looked like. What would that be? How would it be? And I see with what the Lord is doing in a vision that he's put in your heart is that you see a remnant and many people that are going to be coming and leaving the States in the future. And God has put on your heart to make a place for them to come, like a place of refuge, whatever, maybe, but not just in one country, but multiple countries. And this is kind of the mission of your family right now, is that each person is going to different countries and beginning to set up places for people to come.
Absolutely. And just a bit of a history, I'm just going to take 1 minute here because I know this program can take, you know, for a couple of hours, 3 hours. It's just that we see God's plan. He's a sovereign God. And, you know, he really allowed the American continent, you know, just saying America, North and South America, the Americas, as you say, he allowed this continent not to be discovered by the Europeans for many years, thousands of years, actually, for the reason. I remember, you know, even the religious church, what we call, you know, the religious Catholic Church, and we see the Muslims advancing, you know, rolling over Europe and North Africa, Asia, but this continent was hardly touched. I mean, was untouched, was protected by two big oceans, the Atlantic and the Pacific, for a reason, for a time. And when this continent was discovered, Christopher Columbus, when he came to South America, when he came to the coast of Venezuela, the report that he gave to the Catholic kings in Spain was that this was the land of grace. And this is a prophetic word. 1492, he was discovering the Bahamas, you know, and he said, Holy Savior, San Salvador in Spanish. That was what he prophesied, you know, calling this continent, prophesying that Jesus Christ was the Savior. But when he came in 1498 and he discovered continental South America, he said, this is the land of grace. So what we believe, this continent, North and South, has been kept safeguarded by the Lord for the end times. And we can see that in the United States of America, how this country, such a great nation, Andrew, such a blessing, unparalleled in the history, you know, how God spared, you know, a remnant from England, from Europe, from the Reformation, and God took that remnant and planted that remnant in North America, and how these people were so committed to God, the Puritans, you know, the Pilgrims that came in the Mayflower, that they knelt on their knees on the beach there in New England, and they said, this is to worship you freely and for the advancement of your gospel, for the advancement of your kingdom. So that being said, Andrew, we see how this country, you know, I can almost see God, you know, 500 years ago saying, well, I see your heart, so let's make a deal. I mean, I'm a God of covenant. I'm a covenant God. So God really entered into a covenant with the United States of America, and God blessed that nation, especially with this spirit of creativity, this spirit of inventivity, you know. So, you know, of course, some ideas from Europe, scientific ideas, but they really flourished in the United States. But what was the purpose? It was to advance the kingdom of God. It was to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. So maybe you had in Europe and in China and later in the Soviet Union, you had some walls, the bamboo wall in China, the Iron Curtain in Soviet Union. But then the Americans, they invented the radio, the satellites, then the internet. So God from heavens, he kind of mocked his enemies, say, you know, you don't know who I am. I'm going to give these people, my people, the technology so they can spread out the word of God without any hindrance. And that they did. Dear American, thousands of American missionaries, they came to Latin America, Andrew, and they planted the seed of eternal life. And we are so grateful for that. And we're really indebted to them. So this is, it brings us to this day. What's happened? Well, we see what happened to the state of Israel. We see what happened to Israel. They were chosen. They were blessed. They were in a covenant with God, Lord God Almighty. And Deuteronomy says, you know, beware, God telling Israel, beware when you prosper, when you possess the land, do not forget who put you there. I mean, do not think that it was because of your own power that you are possessing the land. And Israel said, you know, it went the opposite direction. You know, we know the story. That's human beings. And what happened with the United States is the same pattern. They gave their back to God. I mean, they forsook the covenant with Almighty God. And since this great country was given so much, Andrew, you know, if you think of the United States, God made that nation like the top of the mountains, you know, over the world. You know, military power, economic powerhouse, you name it, any area of society. You know, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, everything you see in the States is a role model for many good things. But then they started to give the back to God and basically to despise the Lord Jesus after he gave so much to the nation. And that was a great sin. So we need to understand with humbleness that the judgment that is coming is so fierce because of the amount of revelation, the amount of blessings received all parallel in the history of the world. So what are we doing here? What are we doing here? I mean, from this end, I believe the Lord is giving us the chance for us, the Latin American brethren. I mean, we haven't invented the radio. We haven't invented electricity, satellites, internet. But this is the land of grace, Andrew. It's time for South America and Central America in history is a time for us to shine with the glory of God and to serve and to assist the holy American remnant, all the American brethren that are listening right now, that they know that they are so unhappy, so upset what's going on in the States, that that's not the country they grew up in, that they know the mockery of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I just want you to know we are praying for you. You are part of the holy bride of God. And this is not taking God by surprise, Andrew. I don't know if you want to interject something here. So much to say. I really get excited because this is a passion that has embraced us, Andrew.
Well, this is, you know, the grace that we all need. Because, you know, when the grace runs out in one place, you know, the Lord spoke something to me. He said, your nest is in the wrong forest, and I knew it was time to leave. I didn't know why, but I knew it was time to leave. And I literally thought something bad was going to happen almost immediately. And this was almost, you know, coming up on 4 years here soon. But nothing has happened. And then what I realize is that it is God's grace that He brought me out when He did so I could help prepare for others. And that is the grace of God, is that, you know, people, it's almost like if you're just trying to spare your own life, then you're almost mad that you left early because, you know, you could have enjoyed the prosperity of the nation and have not have to live in a third world nation, that much longer. But you realize that God brought you out, not for your own life, but for others. And this is the key to loving your neighbor as yourself. If you're just trying to save your own life, God's blessing's not on it. Because I talk to people about the Y2K preparation. I did all that stuff back in 99. But it was just about saving my own life. And I realized that that was just a lesson in preparation, but it was a lesson in preparation not to save my own life, but to save others. And I believe that that's where God's blessing is going to be on anybody's preparation. Is that, are you preparing to save others' lives or just save your own? Because I believe in saving others' lives, you'll save your own.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, you're absolutely right. And what you're doing here, Andrew, in Boquete, Chiriquí, Panama, helping out your people, your friends, your family, and many Americans are relocating here. You know, I pray God to send more laborers to His harvest, and to send more Andrews and Davids, and because this is just a starting and something, a word of hope in the midst of this darkness that is, you know, the clouds of judgment that are hanging over the States. You know, in the midst of that despair and anguish, I have to say that the end is going to be power. I mean, the end is good. The end. It's a blessing. I mean, the Bible says that when there is abundance of sin, the grace more than abounds. So what I see is that there is so much sin there, and many brothers and sisters are being mistreated by that sin, and they don't agree with that. It's like Lot. He was in Sodom and Gomorrah. The Bible says he was a righteous man. He was interceding.
He was grieved.
So the grievance, you know, that is going through the Holy Bride of Christ in America, you know, God is hearing that. And God is not taken by surprise. He has a plan. Now, what's His plan? What I can see, what we can see here, is that the grace that God is, showering upon all of those that want, that have ears to hear, mm-hmm. is unparalleled. Just as the judgment will be unparalleled, the grace that if you are listening to this program and you know that, God has called you to flee out of a system, that you don't want your kids to be in a system that they is forcing you to basically to follow the Antichrist. So if you know that, time is up, you will have to step in faith. This is a faith walk, Andrew. And you will find the grace that, you will be shocked. We're seeing here testimonies of hundreds of families coming here, and we see God's grace, it's not easy. When God gave Israel the promised land, they had to fight for it. It's a good fight of faith, but it's still a fight, but it's a good fight because we win, right? So I just encourage each and everyone, that the end is good. It's the glorious future that for the holy remnant, it doesn't compare with the afflictions that we have now. And now, can I say just a couple of minutes what we're doing Welcome Amigos? Well, Welcome Amigos is just this ministry that is just the name for the mission, for the vision, to welcome the American Christians. Well, we welcome any Christians for that matter, but we're seeing Americans especially, coming down here. So I want you to know that as soon as you step on the airport, there's going to be, and that's our vision, a welcoming hand. You say, welcome, brother, welcome, sister. We are here. This is your land. This is the land of grace for you. We are your family. You are not alone. And we're going to lay down our lives as Latin American Christians, just as you gave your lives for us 100 years ago as missionaries. We are prepared, not because we're good people, okay? We are prepared by God's grace we are in six countries, okay? Our headquarters is here in Panama, but we have visited six countries already in Latin America. And our vision is to have at every airport, every port of entry, by ship, by plane, by bus, every border crossing, we want to have a welcoming committee for the American remnant, wherever they are. They will have a hand, a friend, a friendship, a friendly hand, so they feel at home, because we know the difficulties that they're going to be going through in the future.
Well, it really is not easy to leave everything that you know, everything that's made you comfortable. I was very fortunate that we had a church here that embraced us and just adopted us like an orphan family. We were orphaned from America, all of our family there. But God's grace was here to meet us, and that's the way it works. Is that when you step out in obedience, God's grace is there to meet you on the other side. You may not understand it, but the difficult place, just the children of Israel going through the Red Sea. The purpose was for them to leave. They needed Pharaoh's army, I think, on their backside to get them through the wall of water. But on the other side, the grace was there for them.
Absolutely.
And then the thing that I find is that the biggest key is when you're going to that place of God's grace, that you have to have a heart of thanksgiving.
Very important.
Everything. Because I've seen people that find things to criticize and complain and murmur. It's just like the children of Israel. It's like God's hand of grace is removed from them and his hand of judgment begins to fall upon them because they would not be thankful and be grateful. And I I've had people tell me, they've had a bad experience maybe with a Panamanian of some sort, and they would have this attitude like that they're all this way. And I said, even if someone was to steal something from me, I would consider it as a tip. I think I told you this. I said,
yes.
Because I'm so thankful to be here. Thank you for letting me be in your country. Whatever you've taken from me is you can have it, that's the way I feel. I'm just so thankful to be here every day and see God's hand on my life that I don't want a seed of bitterness or ungratefulness to enter my heart. And it's like I'm gardening now Mm-hmm. Something that I'm doing with a passion is growing food. And,
that's right.
And I'm realizing so much that, you know, a weed that is allowed to stay in a garden, it can turn into seed before you know it. And the seed can be all over your garden and spoil the fruitfulness of whatever you're trying to grow. And you have to make sure you keep your garden picked. Wherever you go, wherever God leads you, you have to have a heart of thanksgiving that'll pick the weeds out.
Yes, like absolutely. And I have to say, Andrew, I see the grace of God all over you and your wife and your children and all. And now, you know, coming to know you and your team here in Boquete, in Panama, is this humble attitude, and that you just came here and you came to a local church here in Boquete, and you told the pastor, "Hey, I want to be here under your spiritual umbrella, so to speak. I mean, submit to each other." And you came here to a church. You didn't come here, you know, to build your own American kingdom. You know, to keep your own American pride. I see that you came here and you really humbled yourself, and that's when the grace comes. You know, humble yourself before the Lord, and He will give you that grace. So I see that happening. I just want you to know, dear brethren, that that grace is here for you. You just need to pray and seek God's face, and He will bless you. And we are here waiting for you. If you want to visit us, I'm sure you can contact Andrew. And yeah,
I want to give you your email address as well as Welcome Amigos Tours. It's both plural, on amigosandtours@gmail.com.
Yes, Welcome Amigos Tours at gmail.com. We do have a website where we're working on it, so we don't want to give it now. And we just need your prayers, because this is we need to build the ark by faith before it starts to rain. And the rain is coming, and we need to work hard. And we need your help, and we need your prayers. And thank you so much, Andrew, for this opportunity to greet your beautiful audience. And may the grace of God would be with each and every one of them.
Thank you. Thank you. And I will keep people abreast with what's going on as things develop with your ministry. And you know, we'll do another interview as things progress, maybe as time goes on here, because I know this is an ongoing project. Mm-hmm. The ark took 100 years, so I don't know if we got 100 years to build this one, but we're going to do the best we can, as quick as we can, to prepare for others.
Thank you.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for joining us again on Strength for the Journey. Again, our website is strength4thejourney.com, and we'll see you next time.